They had a celebration. I think it was New Year's or Christmas, and after that, you know, that's when it burned down. Yeah, it did, because, you know, that's the only place that Danish people used to go, you know, looking forward for Saturday to go out. And nowadays, they don't care. Young kids don't care. No, they have so many places now where they can go. But it was practically the only place we have a celebration for the Spanish people. And yeah, we had it. And then after that, I think they, well, they rebuilt it. And they used to do dances at the armory while this thing got going again. So I used to walk out there for practice. And of course, I used to walk out there for a game too, and for the dances. I used to walk really pretty close. Yes. Dance, yes. And in baseball, too. And people love to holler, which is, they love the game. We had a fella that, he could holler. That's a little fella about that much. But Aguilar was his last name. Boy, and then he stopped and he left, and everybody, it was fun. You know, it's New Braunfels couldn't get along with Seguin, and San Marcos couldn't get along with New Braunfels, and they all loved to come out here. We had a lot of guys from San Marcos that used to come out, and not only boys, girls, to come to the dance out here in the West End. And they had some from Seguin, but not mostly from San Marcos. They mostly from San Marcos used to come out here. Every Saturday, they'll be here. Yes. Two good friends of ours, girls, of course, they were still good friends. One of them married one from San Marcos, the other one married one from Seguin. And the same thing with my good friend at Drug Story, his wife is from Seguin. He said, I met her at the West End. And they all met at the West End.